FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Chris Wallace joining us right now from Fox News Sunday. And Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What is your reaction to Ted Koppel's comments regarding the mainstream media?
Well, frankly, I've been saying it for a couple of years, which is, I think it goes both ways, and I've been trying to do it in an even-handed way, which is, one, I do think the president has been involved in the greatest attack on the media, on the free press in our history, talking about the enemy of the people, repeatedly talking about fake news. But having said that, and the quote I always use, the old quote is, even hypochondriac sometimes gets sick, he does have a point. And that while I think he paints with way too broad a brush, I think that some of the media have gone over the line and become partisans in attacking this president. So, you know, I think it's fault to be found on both sides.
Yeah, he called out the Times and the Washington Post by name and said that, you know, there was a time in the history of both of those publications when anything editorial would have been buried on the editorial page, and now you often find it on the, you know, the top half of the newspaper, above the fold.
I agree with that. I will say that the particular case that he took, I think he was completely wrong about it. I think he was right, but for other reasons, not this one. I mean, when the Access Hollywood tape came out, that was news and should have been on the front page of a paper. That a president or a presidential candidate had said that kind of thing. But do I think there have been plenty of... The one that I always remember was 2 days after the election. 2 days. So this is now Thursday morning. And if you remember, we didn't even know the election results until about 3 o'clock on Wednesday morning. So this is really the first paper that's going to cover the new Trump presidency. And I think the headline on the front page of the paper was, "Students, Democrats, and Foreign Leaders Deal with Trump Presidency." And I thought, gee, of all the things you could say, you know, Donald Trump elected, new populist agenda, all of that stuff, that seemed to me to be incredibly biased.
Yeah, I saw a headline yesterday about the Supreme Court decision regarding ICE going out and grabbing people who've been released from jail. And the headline was, "Supreme Court deals blow to immigrants as opposed to President Trump gets a victory with Supreme Court ruling," or something like that.
Or you know, Supreme Court cracks down on illegal immigrants who commit crimes.
Yeah.
You know, don't even make it a political thing at all. Yes, I agree. There is certainly bias in headlines. There's certainly bias in coverage. Again, I say, and I really emphasize this, I do think the president paints with too broad a brush. But having said that, I do think there is some bias in the media, and some people who I think have decided, because they think this president goes over the line, that gives them an excuse to go over the line themselves. And I think that's exactly the wrong reaction. I think particularly in these times, we have to stay more objective, more down the middle, just report the facts, don't offer opinions than ever, because otherwise I think you just play into his game, which is that we are partisans, which we shouldn't be.
Right. You know, this week the president's drawn a lot of attention for his comments about John McCain. Let me play one of those, please.
"I endorsed him at his request, and I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay. We sent him on the way, but I wasn't a fan of John McCain."
Yeah. The president's garnered a lot of headlines for this. You know, I pointed out to several people that, you know, it didn't just come out of the blue. His initial tweets about it were in response to the deposition that was unveiled, giving us specifics on how McCain's office came into custody of the Steele dossier.
Well, yeah, except you have to go back further than that, which is to Donald Trump during the 2015, during the campaign in Iowa, saying that he didn't think John McCain was a war hero because war heroes don't get captured. I'm not saying who's right or wrong between John McCain and Donald Trump, but the man has been dead for 7 months. Don't we think it's time to leave him alone? And, you know, here was the president. I mean, just on a practical level, here was the president out at a factory in Ohio that had actually been rejuvenated since he came in and was, you know, building the Abrams tanks. And he wanted to talk about manufacturing jobs, and there has been a legitimate increase, for which he deserves some credit, in manufacturing jobs since he became president 2 years ago. And instead, he sits there and talks about how he wasn't thanked for the funeral he gave for a war hero. It just seems very petty, and it also seems very counterproductive.
Yeah, well, yeah, possibly. And I know he was disinvited from the funeral by John McCain, which also clearly got under his skin a little bit. You know, this week we may, or I know I shouldn't say this week because it's already Thursday, but we're under the belief, apparently, in general, that the Mueller report...
Oh, please don't say this, Mark. Do you know how long we have said this? And I don't know if I've said it here, I've said it to other people. Just take the over. I mean, yes, at some point, and no, people are talking about it for this week, but it just, how many times, I remember the first time I heard this was John Dowd, who was then the private lawyer for Donald Trump, said, this will be done by Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that was 2017. We're now almost a year and a half later, and we're still waiting for this to wrap up. It may wrap up today. It may not wrap up for 6 months. I don't have a clue. No, you know, in the Reagan White House, they used to have a famous saying, which I always thought was pretty good. Those who know aren't talking. Those who talk don't know.
Right.
So when it comes out, I'll cover it. But until then, I'm not going to speculate.
I guess my question is not so much as to when it's going to come out, but I would think that the fact that it would be made public would almost be a foregone conclusion. After this many months of an investigation, wouldn't the American public demand to know what's in that?
Yeah, they would, but it's really up to the Attorney General. The way the regulation is written, I mean, you know, the Attorney General is supposed to enforce the laws. The way the regulation's written is that whenever it comes out, and again, folks, take the over, whatever
right.
anybody says, always that it's going to be longer than that. It is a confidential report from the special counsel to the attorney general. Then the special counsel is out of business. He shuts down, and the attorney general decides what to release. And the only person he's supposed to release it to is Congress. That's under the regulations. I'm sure he'll also release whatever he's going to release to the president. Now, having said that, if he's, you know, there are two ways he can go. He can be very restrictive, and you know, release very, very little. And you know, there is an argument for that. And the argument is, and this is one of the things Comey got in such trouble, if you're not going to charge a person with a crime, generally speaking, prosecutors from, you know, your local DA all the way up to the FBI and the Justice Department don't comment on it. If you're not going to charge somebody, you don't do what James Comey did in 2016 and say, well, you know, I'm not going to charge Hillary, but she was terrible and she was really careless and she did all these bad things, which is what got him into so much trouble the rest of the, you know, of that election year.
Sure.
The flip side of it is he could be very kind of loose on it and just say, if there's classified information or sources and methods, I'm not going to release it, but everything else I will. We don't know. I mean, that's the interesting thing is, let's say he releases it today, you know, just for the sake of argument. That might be all we find out, that he has given his report to the attorney general, and then the attorney general, who probably hasn't seen it yet, is going to have to sit there and decide what he's going to do with it. So all we may find out is that the special counsel has given the report to the attorney general, at least for the first day or so.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Chris Wallace said it's going to be released today. Did you
yes,
hear him?
Yeah,
mark
did,
the tape.
Breaking
and
news.
I said, take the under.
Yeah. Speaking of the under, Chris, are you have any interest in this college basketball tournament that's about to kick off today?
Oh, sure. I mean,
yeah.
I always enjoy it. I will say I'm not a huge college basketball fan, which means that with the exception of a few very big schools like Duke, I don't know a single team in the... I mean, I know the names of the schools, but I don't know any of the players. I don't know... So, you know, but that's one of the great things is today is a great day. The TV will be on in my office all day.
Good.
You know, I'll look up and I'll see two teams, and I don't know a single player or another team playing, and it'll be a 15 beating a 2, and it's always kind of fun.
It's fun to watch. All right, Chris, so we appreciate it. We'll be watching Fox News Sunday.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, thank
take
you.
Take the over.
Take the over, that's right.